The Little Prince, Chapter 8. I soon learned to know this flower better. On the Little Prince's planet, the flowers had always been very simple. They had only one ring of petals. They took up no room at all. They were a trouble to nobody. On morning, they would appear in the grass, and by night, they would have faded peacefully away.But one day, from a seed blown from no one knew where, a new flower had come up, and the little prince had watched very closely over this small sprout, which was not like any other small sprouts on his planet. It might, you see, have been a new kind of baobab.
很快，我对这朵花有了更多的了解。在小王子的星球上，长出来的花一直都是很简单的。那些花只有一层花瓣，不占地方，也不妨碍别人。它们早晨在草丛中盛开，到了傍晚就安静地凋谢。可是有一天，这朵花发芽了，不知是从哪儿飘来的一颗种子发育而成的。小王子非常密切地关注着这株与众不同的小苗。这玩意儿说不定是猴面包树的新品种吧。
The shrub soon stopped growing and began to get ready to produce a flower. The little prince, who was present at the first appearance of a huge bud, felt at once that some sort of miraculous apparition must emerge from it. But the flower was not satisfied to complete the preparations for her beauty in the shelter of her green chamber. She chose her colors with the greatest care.She adjusted her petals one by one. She didn't wish to go out into the world all rumpled, like the field poppies. It was only in the full radiance of her beauty that she wished to appear. Oh, yes, she was a coquettish creature, and her mysterious adornment lasted for days and days.
这株灌木很快就不再长高，而是冒出了一朵花苞。小王子看到花苞如此大，预感这里面一定会出现奇迹，可这朵花却躲在了自己的绿房子里打扮个没完，迟迟不肯露出美丽的容颜。他精心地挑选颜色，一片一片地调整花瓣的位置。他不愿像虞美人那样皱巴巴地来到这个世界，他只想光彩夺目地绽放光芒。哦，是的，他就是如此臭美。她神神秘秘地把自己打扮了很多天。
Then one morning, exactly at sunrise, she suddenly showed herself.
然后在一个清晨日出时刻，她突然露出了自己的容颜。
And after working with all this painstaking precision, she yawned and said,
已经精心打扮了这么多天，她却打着哈欠说，
I am scarcely awake. I beg that you will excuse me. My petals are still all disarranged.
哎呀，我才刚刚醒，请原谅，我的头发还乱蓬蓬的。
But the little prince couldn't restrain his admiration.
然而小王子却情不自禁地称赞。
Oh, how beautiful you are.
啊，你真美啊。
Am I not?The flower responded sweetly, and I was born at the same moment as the sun.
可不是嘛，花儿甜美地回答，而且我出生时太阳正好。
The little prince guessed easily enough that she was not any too modest, but how moving and exciting she was.
小王子很快就看出了这朵花并不太谦虚，但是它是长得多么楚楚动人呢。
I think it is time for breakfast, she added an instant later. If you have the kindness to think of my knees.
我想早饭时间应该到了吧。她很快又说，请你也想着给我准备一点。
And the little prince, completely abashed, went to look for a sprinkly can of fresh water, so he tended the flower.
小王子不好意思地找来了一个装满清水的喷壶，伺候着这朵花。
So too, she began very quickly to torment him with his vanity, which was, if the truth be known, a little difficult to deal with. One day, For instance, when she was speaking of her four thorns, she said to the little prince, Let the tigers come with their claws.
就这样，这朵敏感而虚荣的花很快便开始折磨小王子。这确实有点难以对付。比如有一天正好聊到他的四根刺，他对小王子说，让老虎张牙舞爪的来吧。
There are no tigers on my planet, the little prince objected. And anyway, tigers do not eat weeds.
我的星球上没有老虎，小王子反驳说。再说，老虎也不吃草。
I'm not a weed, the flower replied, sweetly.
人家可不是草，花儿娇滴滴地答道。
Please excuse me.
对不起。
I'm not at all afraid of tigers, she went on, but I have a horror of drafts. I suppose you wouldn't have a screen for me?
我一点也不怕老虎，可我受不了穿堂风，你能给我挡一扇屏风吗？
A horror of drafts? That is bad luck for plant, remarked the little prince.And added to himself, this flower is very complex creature.
受不了穿堂风，这对一棵植物来说太不幸了。小王子心里想，这朵花的心事真是让人难懂啊。
At night, I want you to put me under a glass of globe. It is very cold where you live, in the place I came from.
傍晚时，你把我放在一个玻璃罩里吧。你这里可真冷，我家乡那边。
But she interrupted herself at that point. She had come in the form of a seed. She couldn't have known anything of the other world. Embarrassed over having let herself be caught on the verge of such a naive untruth, she coughed two or three times, in order to put the little prince in the wrong.
说到这里，他突然停了下来，他来的时候还是颗种子，别的地方他可一点也不知道。这么幼稚的谎话差点就被当场揭穿，他感到羞愧不已，假装咳嗽了两三声，好顺势责怪起小王子来。
The screen?
屏风呢？
I was just going to look for it when you spoke to me.
我本来是要去找的，但是你在跟我说话。
Then she forced her cough a little more so that he could suffer from remorse just the same.
她又假装咳嗽了几声，还是想让小王子感到自责。
So the little prince, in spite of all the goodwill that was inseparable from his love, had soon come to doubt her. He had taken seriously words which were without importance, and it made him very unhappy.
尽管小王子真心喜欢这朵花，愿意去爱护它，但很快也产生了怀疑。小王子把一些无关紧要的话当了真，结果给自己平添了许多烦恼。
I ought not to have listened to her, he confided to me one day. One never ought to listen to the flowers. One should simply look at them and breathe their fragrance. Mine perfumed all my planet.But I didn't know how to take pleasure in all her grace. This tale of claws, which disturbed me so much, should only have filled my heart with tenderness and pity.
我不该把她的话当真。有一天，她对我敞开心扉，你根本不该把花的话当真。只要看看她的容貌，闻闻她的芬芳就够了。我的那朵花让我的整个星球芳香四溢。但我却不懂得为此感到快乐。关于老虎爪子的胡话让我很生气，可那本该让我对他更同情、更怜爱的。
And he continued his confidences.
然后他继续对我敞开心扉。
The fact is that I didn't know how to understand anything. I ought to have judged by deeds and not by words. She cast her fragrance and her radiance over me. I ought never to have run away from her. I ought to have guessed all the affection that lay behind her poor little stratagems. Flowers are so inconsistent, but I was too young to know how to love her.
其实我那时什么都不懂，我应该看他的行动，而不是听他的言语。他清香扑鼻，光彩照人，我不应该离开他的。看到他藏在笨拙的小花招后面的片片深情，花儿总是那般口是心非，即我当时太年轻，不懂得如何去爱他。